Hello, beautiful beings. Welcome to the Turn Yourself In podcast, self-mastery for the intuitive, sensitive empath. Bite-sized secrets, reflections, and exercises to function optimally in an unconscious and chaotic world. We are on Heart Over Ego Radio, available on every podcast app. This is Reverend Catherine Ganev Soto, aka the Urban Spirit Guide. Thank you for being and for being here with me today. In the previous episode, I discussed the first three areas of the Know Thyself consideration, including ways to find peace within, revisiting the observe, witness, contemplate practice, and discussing choosing each moment mindfully. In this episode, I will dive into the next three layers of the Know Thyself consideration, including taking responsibility, training the body and mind, and seeing love and God in all things. Taking responsibility. Find your place of sincerity and take responsibility from this place. You have the responsibility, the ability to respond to any situation, however you choose, however you decide, creating each experience of your life. How will you choose to respond? We have been conditioned and programmed through many experiences and have learned behaviors and habits that have not always been supportive. We have not always had the resources or tools to respond with love, but it is never too late. Take responsibility and gently begin to shift the way you interact with life and the experiences that come and go. When you begin to take ownership of your responses and come into a place of responding consciously, a confidence and peacefulness begins to grow. Take as much time as you need to sit with things before responding. Get curious with what is arising within you, your feelings, emotions, and body sensations, and start to identify what it truly means for you. This may take some time, and that's perfect. Make quote-unquote mistakes. Side note, there are no mistakes. Grow and allow the energy to move as it will. You are not required to be a master or do things to some specification. You are here to be you, growing and learning, exploring and dancing with the interactions, the communications, the experiences of life. So, given that we each have the responsibility, the ability to respond to any given situation, bring a situation to mind that you want to inquire about. Where and what is your responsibility? Your ability to respond to this situation, this experience. Dig deep within your heart, your spirit, your soul, and ask, what is mine to do? Your first task is to find your place of sincerity with yourself, the situation, and any others that may be involved. Take the moments you need to observe and have awareness with your resistance, struggle, or pain attachments to the situation or individuals and witness them. Just witness them. This may take some time, and the time it takes is perfect. See everything as a divine teaching coming to you because you are ready to receive it, including any of your initial responses, internal or external. Give yourself room, permission, and gentleness as you get curious and move with the energy fragments that are arising from within. Be your best friend and witness the hurt or anger you may be feeling. When you feel clear with the attachments, Find your sincerity for the given situation and respond from there. By taking responsibility, you begin to release the programs, the illusion. You stand in a place of integrity, holding the space from a higher understanding and lovingly guiding yourself to choose love. Training the body and mind. Train your mind and body to be the conduits through which you communicate. Begin to train your mind, your body, through gentle direction of your emotions and your feelings. They are so powerful. Create new behaviors, new patterns, new ways of responding and being. It takes practice. Begin to align your heart and your brain so that they are in harmony. Just intend it. See them communicating easily and peacefully. Begin to love yourself fully and be gentle with yourself as you learn, as you grow. You may fall. You may make the same or similar choices over and over, and you may get stuck. And all those moments are part of your training. You will learn, you will grow, and it will be just as it will be. Perfect. Practice on your life path towards self-mastery. Watch your habits. What are the things you do over and over without even thinking about it? Switch up your routine, especially in those areas where you desire a shift, a change. Sometimes switching our routines, even in the most mundane of places, creates new pathways. Think about using your non-dominant hand to brush your teeth or to write. Take a different route to work or school or home. Change the words you use when greeting someone. Change the thoughts you think. Create new habits that are supportive and nourishing. These little changes can be the catalyst for bigger changes in how you show up and how you respond in all situations. And the best part is, you are in total control. You can choose to do this. You do not require anything or anyone outside of the self. Imagine each day receiving bits and bytes of data that you process, assimilate, and store for future use in the decisions you make for your life. This is what happens every day. Our minds, so impressionable, soak in everything we receive, even if we are not fully aware of it, and it uses that information to survive. Now imagine all your relationships, your jobs, your interactions, and experiences from day one. Let that sink in for a minute. That is a lot of information. Some of it helpful, some of it harmful, some of it no longer necessary. Your body and your mind are intertwined in this beautiful life of yours. They communicate, share, gossip, well, in their own form of it anyway. And you have control over a whole lot of it through your feelings, your body, and your thoughts, your mind. What if you could train your body and mind to use the information to thrive? Begin by looking at your habits, how you respond, what routes you take, and what of your magnificence you utilize or do not utilize. Change the perspective. See through a different lens. Take an alternate route. Use the parts of your body and mind that have been neglected. Change how you are creating from within, one thought and one feeling at a time. Seeing love and God in all things. See the beauty of love and God that sits beyond the fears. How can you choose to see love in God in all things? Even those things that may seem wrong or bad or evil. If we are all created in the likeness of God, of source energy, then we are all love. We are all capable of creating and walking with peace and consciousness. See love in God in everything and everyone, regardless of their choices, their circumstances, or their differences. You do not have to agree with the things or individuals. You do not have to align with the frequencies they choose. But see if you can understand that we are all one, that we are reflections to one another, and that we often know not what we do. In every being, there is compassion and love, pain and suffering, a place where our heart moves in all shades and frequencies. And it is here wisdom is created, love is known, pain is felt. See deeply into the heart and soul of each being you encounter, and understand, if only for a moment, that they have the same wisdom, love, and pain running through their veins. With understanding and compassion, we can create great healing, deep wisdom, and eternal love. When we operate from fear, we do or say things that are not always kind, that are not nourishing or supportive. That does not mean we are not love. That does not mean we are not sourced from God. Ask yourself, what is yours to do? Ask God, Creator, your higher self, or a higher power. What is yours to do? Sit with it for as long as you need. Choose what you wish to feed. Do you wish to feed fear or love? Do you wish to use your energy to see fear or love in all things? In times when it is difficult to understand the workings of humankind, to understand the pain and suffering that may be unfolding in the world, to understand the harmful actions of others, turn within to your heart and realize we know not what we do. We truly do not understand who we are and why we are here, and we are often stuck in a vicious cycle of pain and suffering from actions well before our time. If you feed the fear, it provides the food that nourishes that cycle. Work through your emotions and your feelings. Utilize them to heal the deep layers from the beginning of existence. Understand, if only for a minute, that we are all one, and that we are all made in the likeness of God, that we are all from the source, and through each of us runs that source of love, even if we are stuck in the illusion that it doesn't exist. With the source that runs through you, see love in God in all things, in all beings, in all experiences. See the beauty of love and God that sits beyond the fears. Align with that frequency of love and God, and it will expand. There are things outside of our control. We may not be able to change someone or something outside of us, but we can change how we see things, and that is a powerful tool that can shift the foundation. Breathe with the discomfort and know that we know not what we do. For if we did, we would always choose love. Begin to see love in God in all things. All things. Practices and mantras. Here are some practices and mantras I suggest for the next 2 weeks until we meet again. Practice number one. Each day, make a commitment to take responsibility. Take back your power and your ability to respond to any situation in a vibration and frequency that is in alignment with your present time being. Over time, it will become easier and easier to be present and mindful as you begin to respond. Baby steps, sweet being. You've got this. Practice number 2. Sit with the feelings and thoughts that happen again and again, and of which you would like a shift. Identify what they are and where they are coming from. And similar to strengthening a muscle in the body, consciously and sincerely use your observe, witness, contemplate skills, along with your ability to choose to shift or transmute them in perfect time into what you truly desire. This takes dedication and practice, and there is no rush. Some feelings and thoughts take time to understand and heal. Set the intention to easily train the mind and body to your desired frequency. They are here at your service to be the conduits through which you communicate. And get physical with your transformation. This energy loves movement. Utilizing the feelings and thoughts, engage in movement in all directions with the body and with the breath, with balance left to right, front to back, above and below, and from corner to corner. Move to the rhythms of your spirit and watch as the feelings and thoughts match that frequency, shifting in line with your desires and your choices. And practice number 3. Take a current or past situation where you feel or sense the fear coming from within or coming from the collective. Sit in contemplation, observing and witnessing what is happening. Follow your emotions and feelings through your energy field and throughout your body, again, observing and witnessing with kindness, compassion, and understanding. Take deep breaths, deep sighs, allowing them to move. With eyes closed, look deeply within the experience, deeply within the fears, and place the frequency of love and God source energy within it. And with each experience, find a place of forgiveness and compassion for all involved, including yourself, for we are all involved. Find solace in nature, like when the sun has just gone below the mountains where the yellow, orange, and red hues blend with the subtle deep blue in the sky, and the darkness is seeping in, but there is a gentle softness and peace that permeates the space as the sun goes off to sleep. Let go of trying to change or fix things outside of you, but continue to shift your own compass, your own frequency, so that you can help shift the foundation. Mantras. Speak the following aloud for the next week or until you feel the alignment. Choose to recite them all or just choose those that have the greatest trigger. Feel free to create your own. Number 1. I commit to taking responsibility with every situation. I commit to taking responsibility with every situation. Number 2. I see everything as a divine teaching that I am ready to receive. I see everything as a divine teaching that I am ready to receive. Number 3. I can train my body and mind with ease and grace. I can train my body and mind with ease and grace. Number 4. I choose to be the change by changing how I am creating from within. I choose to be the change by changing how I am creating from within. Number 5. I choose to see love and God in all beings, in all things, and in all situations. I choose to see love and God in all beings, in all things, and in all situations. And number 6, I love and forgive myself and others for not knowing what we do. I love and forgive myself and others for not knowing what we do. This wraps up episode 5 of the Turn Yourself In podcast on Heart Over Ego Radio, available on every podcast app. This is Reverend Catherine Ganef Soto, aka the Urban Spirit Guide. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Insight Timer. Join me for the next episode, where I will dive into the last 2 concepts within the first area of the self-mastery program, Know Thyself. Thank you so much for being, for walking this path, for everything you have experienced, and for being here with me today. Blessings, sweet beings.